Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Wednesday at 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and this morning we're going to talk about appropriate behavior at a formal event. And you might be thinking, well, here he goes again. He's going to talk about how we should have our children behave at, you know, a nice dinner or something like that. I wish it were that easy. I wish it were that not embarrassing. However, nope. I want to talk about President Obama's behavior at the Nelson Mandela funeral. Two things that have made the news that I think are particularly irritating. I don't understand it. I get it. I know why it's happening. I just don't understand why the President of the United States has to behave this way. Let me give you the first example, all right? As President Obama is going into the area where he is to be seated, he's walking up the, it's like a stadium seating, and one of the individuals, I think as he's going up the stairs, one of the very first individuals he encounters is the President of Cuba, which is a real nice way of saying the current dictator of Cuba, Raul Castro. Raul took over, of course, from his brother, and a lot of people say that Raul is more brutal and a lot more violent and ruthless to his people than Fidel ever was. Raul Castro was the muscle in the Castro regime for a long time. And anyway, so President Obama encounters him and shakes his hand. Now, the first reaction is, well, yeah, what is he supposed to do? He's a world leader. What is he supposed to do?
You would have flipped him off, huh?
No, I would have just smiled and moved on. I would not have I would not have taken his hand and shaken it. Wouldn't have happened. And if the State Department and the other politicians were like, well, that's an affront. That is just being rude. Damn Skippy it is. You know why? Because Raul Castro is a dirtbag. He doesn't deserve the courtesy or the respect. He doesn't. Just because he is the leader of Cuba doesn't mean that he automatically earns respect. It doesn't mean that you automatically give him the time of day. I would have snubbed him in a very obvious fashion.
Do you have a, you're going to carry a list then of the world leaders that you would not shake hands with and the list of the ones that you would?
Well, you know, it's interesting because here, let me play devil's advocate for a second. Do you think, well, first of all, let me ask you this question.
Have you ever shook hands with someone you didn't like?
No.
Just for appearance sake?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Interesting.
I had the opportunity, there was a formal dinner that I was at, and the president of a company that I used to work for came, and we were talking, and he held out his hand, and he and I had a big falling out, and he was a complete and total, I can't exactly say the word that it's coming, but he held out his hand, and I just looked at him.
If President Obama was in town and came on the show, would you shake his hand?
No, he wouldn't come on the show.
No, but if he came in the building and was, you know, making a campaign appearance, nope, or something, you wouldn't shake his hand?
I wouldn't even go. I wouldn't cross the street to see him. No, I would not. Why
I'm
should
not
I?
Talking about crossing the street to see him. I'm not talking about going out of your way. If the President of the United States is walking down the hall and you're coming in the other direction, you're not going to shake hands with him?
Nope.
I would have shaken hands with President Bush.
No.
Even Dick Cheney I probably would have shaken hands with, and I can't stand the man.
Well, you compromise your morals,
and you
compromise what you feel is right.
It's called being polite.
I have no reason to be polite to him. Why should I be polite to him?
Jeez.
No, I'm serious, Tom. Why should I shake a man's hand who I find absolutely reprehensible, an individual that I find is leading our country in the wrong direction, who I find is arrogant, rude, self-absorbed, narcissistic, and socialist? Why would I soil my hand with him?
All right.
Well, that's my point. I don't think he should have. Now, going back to the first thing, you kind of brought this up. I'm gonna play devil's advocate for Obama for a second. He came up the steps. Have you seen the video of the handshake?
Have you seen it? I have not.
All right, it's on my blog. If you go to the WSAU.com, click on the media tab in the drop down for blogs. The video of the handshake is on my blog this morning. Let's play devil's advocate for a second. Do you think Obama encountered him and was surprised and didn't right off the bat recognize Raul Castro? Because, I mean, let's face it, Raul Castro is not as distinctively physically different than Fidel Castro.
He wasn't wearing an army uniform, yeah, was he?
Well, no. And he's not an icon. I mean, come on. Everybody knew who Fidel Castro was. He was his image was an icon.
I would imagine that there are some world leaders. I wouldn't think Raul Castro was one of them, though. But I would imagine that there are some world leaders that, if the president encountered in a group situation, wouldn't know immediately who it was. Probably has a handler speaking in his ear, seeing this is the president of Senegal, yeah, or this
right
is the
prime minister of such and such. Which, by the way, the other person that was in this selfie picture is the
Danish leader and David Cameron from England.
Yeah, the and apparently she's rather attractive. The prime minister of
I thought it was three guys.
No, it was a guy.
Really?
It was the prime minister of England, a woman, and Barack Obama. And there's some conversation that Michelle Obama made Barack move because they were being a little too friendly. Anyway,
that's why she has that look on her face.
Oh yeah, she definitely looks like she sat in something.
I would imagine. I just typed in president selfie into a search engine, and I'd imagine that's getting searched a lot today.
Oh, of course it is. So.
Oh yeah, she is. Yes.
Yeah, playing devil's advocate. Is it possible that he didn't know who Raul Castro was?
Maybe, but although I would doubt it.
Well, even if he came up there, because there was no one around him. Now, Secret Service is not within the camera shot.
Maybe he just decided to give the right-wing squawkers something to talk about today.
No, don't
be silly. Giving you guys some fodder.
No, I believe.
Because you know that, O'Reilly and Limbaugh and Hannity are all popping a vein over this, or they're going to pop a vein over this today.
I believe he should have not shaken hands with Raul Castro. And the reason is that you do not give legitimacy to an individual that is a brutal, brutal human rights violator. There are.
Do you think the Mandela folks or South African should have invited him to the ceremony?
No, I do not. I have no idea why he was there to begin with. Everything that Nelson Mandela stood for when he came out of prison is in direct opposite of what Raul Castro stands for.
I don't disagree with that.
So why was he there?
Because he is a leader of a sovereign nation, and he was there to pay his respects to the fallen leader of another sovereign nation.
Pay his respects. Do you know how ironic that sounds? Why is he paying respects to an individual that he does not agree with? That he doesn't agree with his politics, doesn't agree with Mandela's treatment of the people of his nation. There's nothing agree on.
If Vladimir Putin died tomorrow, would the president go to the funeral?
Probably.
All right. Obviously, they don't agree on much.
There's no similarity there at all.
Okay. If President Obama died tomorrow, would Vladimir Putin come to his funeral? And should we invite him?
That's a really interesting question. I don't know if Putin would show up. He might send an undersecretary or, I don't know, a case of vodka or something. I don't know. The tensions are there. No, the point is, Raul Castro was like the odd man out. I was like, what the heck are you doing
here? I'm sure he wasn't the weirdest dictator there. There were probably other.
It may have been.
I mean, if every African nation sent a representative and their leader came, I mean, there are many African nations that are run by dictators.
May have been. But I think the handshake demonstrated something very telling. To not shake his hand, to put him in his place, would take a show of strength of character. And I believe that is something Obama does not have.
I think you're putting too much on this.
No, I don't. If it was me going to your funeral and I decided not to shake somebody's hand, who cares? I'm a nobody. I am a complete nobody.
You're asking a politician not to shake hands. It's almost like a Pavlovian response to work the line, right? To shake everybody's hand.
Yeah, there may be something to that. I'll give you that. But Obama is the president of the United States. Every eye of the world is on him.
Yeah.
It is his responsibility to make a stance, to be a leader, to be decisive, and to make the right decision. There is a lack of character in Obama. There is a lack of strength of character.
If and when we ever decide to open up relations with Cuba, and that is going to come eventually, we will have to sit down and talk and meet with the Cuban president.
When they come over and say, we're tired of the oppression, we are tired of dying of starvation, we are tired of the failure of communism, we would like to open up relations and change with the West, then yes, that's when you shake his hand and say, welcome.
It's not just
sit
the,
down,
it's not the
have
West,
a hot dog.
It's the United States. Other Western countries deal with Cuba. They trade with
Cuba.
You're
missing my point. You're missing my point.
No,
you're not listening.
I understand your point. But
thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Hello?
Hey.
Yep. Yeah. I'm tired of talking to Tom.
That's okay. I don't know which one of the Talking Head shows I was listening to yesterday, but I want to partially agree with you, Seth, about Nelson Mandela and his persona after his incarceration versus before.
Yes, sir.
However, somebody had played a quote that he said, it was either in 91 or 94 or somewhere around that time.
Okay.
Speaking in grand support of the People's Revolution in Cuba and how wonderful it was and how wonderful a leader Fidel was and yada, 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 all that lineup.
Okay. Yeah. In his defense, again, playing devil's advocate because it seems to be a fun role to play today, when Fidel Castro overthrew Batista in the 50s, everybody saw Castro as a hero. Everybody saw him as a man that was overthrowing a brutal dictator and that would be a man representative of the people, that he would do great things for Cuba. And then, once everything was settled, Castro said, oh, by the way, I'm aligning with the communists and we are going to be a brutal dictatorship. At very first, Everybody thought Castro was a hero.
What our caller is talking about is in the 90s, and I'm reading here now that the first country that Mandela visited after being released from prison was Cuba.
Yes, and he had made a speech somewhere along the lines there with glowing praises of Mr. Fidel there and so on. So
and that's
how I
that's absolutely inaccurate.
With Mandela, with your stance on Mandela,
yeah.
I guess I would counter that as to why the current little tin pot was at the funeral here yesterday, but you know, again, it still doesn't excuse the childish behavior.
No,
Obama.
It doesn't. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate
apparently,
it.
Apparently, Cuba gave Mandela and his followers a lot of support.
Aid?
Yes, resources, doctors, a bunch of other stuff. And Fidel Castro said, "I have not visited my homeland of South Africa, but I love it as if it were my own homeland." Apparently, it was a mutual admiration society.
You know. Again, Mandela did some great things, but he made some really bad mistakes. He made some very, very poor choices. The choice to go violent in his protest, the decision to be a terrorist, the decision to allow his wife to do some very brutal, heinous acts against the people that they stood against, is inexcusable and is an unfortunate tarnish on what could have been an amazing human rights movement. Mandela is attributed to doing some amazing things in removing apartheid in South Africa. You have to give him that. But that legacy will forever be tarnished by his truly unfortunate and bad decisions and allegiances. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
Wisconsin Morning News now. WSAU Feedback at 8 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
All right. As we wrap up this segment of the show, talking about President Barack Obama's embarrassing behavior at the funeral of Nelson Mandela, let me reiterate something here. If we weren't talking about the President of the United States, if this was something no more than, the CEO of a major corporation, all right? I'll even give it that much. This is not, and it's a non-issue. The decorum, the behavior, the manners, the respect of anybody else would have and probably should have just not been a news issue and not been something that you and I are discussing right now. But the fact of the matter is, it was the President of the United States. It was the Prime Minister of Britain. It was the Prime Minister of, I believe, Denmark. These three individuals were acting childishly And now I'm talking specifically about the selfie photograph. And you know what a selfie is. You hold your phone up and you point it back toward yourself and you take a picture and, oh, isn't that great? Let me preface it. If this had been a state dinner, if this had been a sporting event, if this had been anything in a more casual environment, then what the heck? You know, take all the selfies you want. Have fun. Being president, being a prime minister is an extremely stressful job. Yes, there are going to be times when you're going to deal with an issue with a little bit of humor. And let me tell you something. There have been some very humorous comments and real hearty laughs after a funeral at the reception. Family members that have passed away. I have made really, really interesting jokes after the funeral, not during the service. Again, there is a time and a place for appropriate and even inappropriate behavior. All right? Taking a selfie at the funeral shows to me that it is a disregard for the solemn event that's happening, a disregard and disrespect of the environment. Keep in mind, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Keep in mind, in that type of a funeral setting, not only are people mourning the loss of Nelson Mandela, but they are celebrating his life. So you will see, yes, a lot of laughing, a lot of people carrying on. I understand that. That is their culture. That is not our culture. Our culture is you attend a funeral, typically, it is a somber and respectful event. The behavior of the president of the United States and the other two prime ministers taking a selfie photograph, even though it may have been done quick, it may have been good-hearted, it may have been, it's disrespectful to the event. It's disrespectful to the nature of what's happening. It's selfish. It's self-absorbed. And if it were anybody else, I wouldn't care. But it's the president of our United States. It's deplorably disrespectful. And it is that attitude that I believe he carries into every aspect of his administration. And that type of behavior, that type of attitude is infectious. You lead by example, and that's exactly what he's doing. Why do we have such an attitude in the government of the IRS saying, well, you know, us targeting the conservative groups, it's not really, no, there wasn't anything wrong with it. It was not bad. That's arrogance. Why do we have Kathleen Sebelius of the Health and Human Services refusing to step down after such a deplorable kickoff to the Obamacare Act? Because she doesn't have to. Selfish. All of the other examples are people following the attitude and the example of our president. It is gut-wrenchingly disrespectful. Especially when you think of the honorable men and women who gave their lives so that he could hold that office. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to start picking on Colin Powell next. WSAU.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.